for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
It's me, it's really cum.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb, how's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of tired, but I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Good. Yay.
Sorry we're late.
No, that's okay. I understand.
You know us, how us gays are.
Yep.
We're on gay time. God, you know, God didn't make us on time, so why not be? Why be on time all the time, huh?
Right. No, you got to just leave us straight sitting around waiting for you for 45 minutes. That's all.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, it sounds really good on your end.
Yep.
Oh, does it? Am I not all Skypey and crazy sounding?
No, you sound really good.
Oh, well, thanks.
Just to let you know, we are recording, so we'll go ahead and do the introduction.
Awesome.
This is Ricky. You're listening to Foul Monkeys, episode 103.
Do the new intro.
Oh, no, this is 105.
Yeah, this is 105.
This is Ricky who can't count. Like,
right. Well, we can't do the intro while we're doing Skype because she can't hear it.
Yeah, but just... Yeah, we can. You did it all the time with me.
No.
Yeah?
Mm-mm, I added it in later.
Oh, okay.
Let's not argue over editing.
Okay.
Anyway, we have...
Herb.
And then we have...
Lala
from
Pink Geek
Podcast.
Yay!
Video Gaming Girls.
Yes.
Which is very cool, by the way, because that's really hard to find.
Thank you. Nerd Girls of the World Unite. That's all I'm saying.
I know, right? So how have you been? How's Texas? Is it hot?
I wouldn't know. I haven't been there.
Oh, wait. You moved. Where did you move to?
I did move. I am in Illinois now.
What? Why did you move to Illinois? Is your roommate your boyfriend?
No. Oh, God, no.
Good.
Oh. No.
So, how did you meet him, and what happened? What do we need to talk about first? We didn't plan. We just got back from Romano's Macaroni Grill, so.
I like how you say Romano's Macaroni Grill every time you say Macaroni Grill. It has to be Romano's.
Macaroni Grill.
Right.
Yeah.
So, let's tell it. All right. Originally, you were in San Antonio.
San Angelo. Right.
Whatever, it's all the same.
Yeah, same smell.
And same, like, nothing in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Same desert, same thing.
Right.
And then you moved.
Right.
To Illinois. And why are you in Illinois?
Actually, this is originally where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
So you did you played like a Herb move. You know, you come from one place, move another place for a while, and then move right back.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did.
Because Herb's originally from Florida.
See, there you go.
Yep.
I couldn't take the heat anymore. I was just like, oh, fuck this noise, and I just left. I was like, whatever.
How far away are you from Chicago?
2.5 hours south.
That's not bad. We're going to come visit you.
Okay, you need to. And we can go to Chicago and see Oprah and be like gay screaming girls together.
Yay!
I'll be like, oh my God, Oprah!
You and Ricky, I'll just watch.
Okay.
Hey, I would totally do it.
Dude, my mom would love to meet Oprah. Oh my God.
I would cry. I would cry like a 2-year-old. You have no idea. I have an unnatural love for that woman.
I have the
Oprah DVDs.
A what?
I have the Oprah on DVD thing. I get the magazine. I watch the show. I'm ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Dude, whatever. I mean, like, people always make fun of Oprah and whatever, but the same people also aren't the richest women in the world. So it's like, dude, I think she's been going for a long time. She used to be like at, you know, her old show was like at kind of like Geraldo news reporter status, mm-hmm. which wasn't very high. And she's
right.
She grew up as a very, very poor woman in a very poor family. And she's
abused.
Right, and she's really made her way, and now she's rich as hell, and she inspires people to do things and make things happen, and she helps a lot of people. Whether it's money or she thinks she knows everything or whatever, it's irrelevant. People make so much fun of that, but I think a lot of people are just jealous that they can't do the same.
I'm jealous, shit.
And yeah. It's just like, I mean, it's
shit.
She's like a female Bill Gates. I mean, yeah, dorky guy, you know.
Who is no longer the richest man in the world.
Right, but it's just like, you know, it takes... It takes balls to go that far in your life and to really do something with it. So I respect her. I'm not like a huge fan of the show. My mom loves it, and I watched it. If she asked me to watch it with her, you know, it's cool. But like, you know, I do respect her definitely. You know, I wish I could do that. Wow. You know,
no kidding. And you know, a lot of people say that she does nice things for publicity, but I really don't think that.
She doesn't even need that. She already has publicity.
Exactly.
Right? Are you kidding? I mean, yeah, like, people are like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. People are
she
like...
She puts her name on anything and it sells. She doesn't need publicity
exactly.
at this point.
Exactly. And she's been you going since like the 80s. So.
Who Oprah is. Exactly.
Uh-huh. What would you do if she signed your Wii?
Fall over dead. She'd cry.
When I say Wii, I mean your punani.
She'd go oh. Wii.
Oh, well, I'd still probably fall over dead.
If she signed my Wii, I'd go Wii Wii.
Believe me, he has plenty of room to write Oprah several times on it, so...
You could write Oprah in cursive in Chinese, right? And still have room. I'm just joking. It's not that big.
Is our volume okay with you?
Can oh you yeah, it's good.
Okay, good.
Volume.
Yeah, our volume.
Ricky took some.
I bet. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish.
Makes him easier to take advantage of.
Oh.
Not like I don't know where to
get
it anyway.
I was about to say, I don't think you need ease of advantage taking over there. I was about to say, probably just touch him.
Wait, so I never, like, talked to you. So how long have you, I mean, like, when did you start playing video games?
First video game console I got when I was six or seven.
And that was, like, in 1999.
Stop.
1999, shut your face. Try, like, 1991, okay?
Oh, my God, I was not really. Graduating high school. I'm old.
Wow.
So what was your first one? What was it?
Super NES.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. And I was obsessed. Actually, I think my obsession started before I even got a Super NES because my aunt told me when I was 4, I looked at her and I told her that I was going to marry Super Mario when I grew up.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, she's going to be my
friend. And he could do you with his Super Mushroom?
Oh,
right. He can go down my pipe anytime.
Yeah. And he'd have little toads that you impregnated with.
Right.
Birth to little toads.
And little Goombas come out. Is that what
yeah.
they're called?
Yeah, Goombas.
Right.
Well, right on. Yeah, I was 3, and my sister had like a regular Game Boy, and she had Tetris and Mario and like. Fucking Wizards and Warriors or some shit, and like Alleyway. Remember that game? It was like Breakout.
Oh God, no, dude! Like, okay, we were so poor. We had 4 games. Like that was it.
Well, I mean, this is like she had it for like years, and my sisters are way older than me. I mean, my oldest sister is older than Ricky, so it's kind of weird because I'm dating somebody who could like very easily be like an older brother. But my oldest sister is older than my oldest brother. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, so she.
I feel weird now.
Shut up. I love you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, good.
I'm dating my brother.
Ooh, incest. Down
come on,
south.
Come on, bro. So, my sister let me play her Game Boy, and then she ended up giving it to me when she moved out. And then I remember I went over. My younger sister had this boyfriend named JJ. Who now is like in the army in Japan or something. He emailed me a little while ago, which is really weird. But I went over to his house and he had like this like 9-inch black and white television with Sega Genesis on it. And I had never seen something like that cool. And he had Sonic 1 on it. And I was like, oh my God. You know, but I was like 6. So it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And like,
I love it so much. Yeah.
Just, like I never saw anything so fast or so like just... Even in black and white, you could tell the graphics were better, and it like sounded really good, and it was like, oh my God, this is so much better than Nintendo, you know, because all we had was regular Nintendo at that point. So.
Right.
And we never even had one. I had played it at somebody's, at, like, after school daycare or something. So.
Oh, wow.
And then my elementary school had an Atari 2600, and whenever we finished our work, we could go play that and Apple IIe's, like, Oregon Trail and all that.
Oh, yeah. And lots of Oregon Trail at our school.
You know what my first gaming console was?
Pong.
Pong. And I think I got, I wore down the cartilage in my wrist from going twisting it back and forth. Yeah.
I think I was early stage carpal tunnel at this point, actually. Like, if I play anything for too long or if I type for too long, I lose the feeling in my hand. Yeah.
What is that game you got me, Herb? Burnout? Told you I had, gaming thumb because my thumbs were numb as hell.
Because he plays so hard on it. Like, he runs that shit into the ground, and I'm like, babe, you don't have to...
Because I get all pissed off.
You're violent.
Yeah.
Do you do the thing where you, you jerk the controller which way you want it to go when you're driving?
No, yes, do that.
He does. He moves the controller and stuff.
I do not.
That's what love fucking people do that.
You're supposed to do with the Wii controller.
Yeah, that's what's cool. It's
with
the
Wii, but yeah.
You can let people can actually do that and it doesn't look retarded.
And it's on purpose. Yeah, you don't look really stupid like, oh God, why won't it go? Yeah.
So, Lala, I want to ask you a question. I don't know if we've ever asked this before, but how did you hear about Fall Monkeys?
I found you guys on accident, actually.
That's what she said. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I walked in and they were there. It was like, oh my God.
My hot pussy.
No, you guys were on iTunes, and I thought Foul Monkeys, that sounds like some shit I could get into, so I just started listening,
We on, a list, or did you just type in, a word, and we came up, or what?
Oh, God, I think you guys were listed under comedy or something.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Damn funny.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you guys were listed under comedy, and I was like, oh, this looks good, and... I listened to one episode and I was hooked. That was it.
Were you listening when I had my old co-host Gina on?
No. It was after that when I started listening.
Like Samantha?
Yeah, it would have been Samantha. Right and on. Samantha and Herb and then...
Yeah, I've had so many co-hosts.
I know you're a podcasting slut.
I know. I love it. So did you hear the latest episode?
The most recent one, I listened to 100 last night, and then I meant to listen to the next one, and it died. My iPod died.
Ouch.
100? You are four shows behind.
I'm so far behind, I know. God, bastard, I know.
Well, I'm currently going
through... Did you listen to my last show? Did you?
Yeah, I did listen to it when you were talking about Transformers.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop, orgasming about giant robots.
Hey, how is that movie? Is it good?
Oh, my Jesus in heaven. Don't get me started on that shit, because I will go on for hours.
We'll see. Yeah, and we're going to watch it on Sunday, so...
People.
Oh, my God. You have to.
A lot of the people that have watched it, back in the 80s, I was never that into it. Transformers was isn't this kind of like a Voltron ripoff?
I love Transformers.
Well, I
had the original metal ones.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I liked it, but it was kind of just like... It was kind of like Kill Bill. It's like, wow, this is pretty cool, but at the same time, somebody already did it in Japan 10 years ago, so...
Are we doing this? See, here was my thing. I wasn't really into Transformers as a kid, but I saw the first trailer to this movie a year ago, and for some reason, I just thought, I have to see this shit. It's giant robots fighting other giant robots, and shit is exploding. I'm in. Sold. Let's go.
And that's true. There aren't,
and that was that.
Any movies like that, so that's true.
Yeah, no. I was like, sold. Done. Giant robots killing each other? Let's go. I'm in.
I have this friend in Georgia who was like, dude, it was cool, but fucking this wasn't right, and this guy didn't talk like this, and these two always fought, and now they don't, and they don't really explain
this in the
story.
And Bumblebee was totally a Volkswagen, and now he's not.
But he's kind of like a real Nazi for the older... I mean, dude, it's like, hello, it's not made by the same company that the old one.
Not even close. Yeah.
But
it was really good. If you take it at face value, it was really fucking good movie.
Right, like just for an action movie?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I was hooked. And, in fact, I became a giant Transformers slut right afterwards, and I ran out, and I have,
And her
a
pussy
little
turned inside out.
And, yeah, and my
pussy turned into a dildo.
Penis.
Right.
Yeah, and then... and now I have, Transformers crap in my room, and I have, the 80s movie and shit. I'm all like, whoa, okay, but yeah. See, that's how they fucking get you. They're like, ooh, look, shiny, shit explodes, and then I go, ooh, where? And then that's it. Sold.
Hey, did you see the trailer for the movie that's coming out on 1-1808? Have you seen that?
It's called Cloverfield. That's the code name of it. But
it's the the unnamed trailer before Transformers. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, we really haven't confirmed yet what it is. We've been looking online because another podcast that I listened to, Pod is my co-pilot. They were talking about it.
Oh yeah,
you listen to them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give him a shout out.
Will do.
Yeah, it's basically, the code name is called Cloverfield for anybody that doesn't know this. And also what I was going to say about Transformers was that originally, and this kind of like, I mean, I analyze stuff a lot because I like to know the origins.
He makes a movie boring.
Well, I like
he takes out like the excitement.
Well, I like to look at what's behind things because like a lot of things in life are appear a certain way, but really have like a big ulterior motive for whoever makes it behind it, like money. So,
sure.
I mean, I want to see Transformers and it looks really cool, but when I heard, like, the director was actually going to do G.I. Joe, but because of the war in Iraq,
G.I. Joe,
he decided to do Transformers. So to me, it's right. Like, well, dude, if he wasn't originally even get like into it, then it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I want somebody who is a fucking Transformers fanatic who wants to make the movie and who didn't decide to settle for it when they couldn't do the movie they wanted to.
I swear to God, if they come out with a He-Man movie,
who was it that was originally
going to
do G.I. Joe, though? Was it Michael Bay or was it Spielberg?
It wasn't either of them. It was, well, I know it's like, isn't the screenplay by Michael Bay or is it directed by him?
I think it was written and directed, right?
There was like another guy. I can't remember his name. I can look it up online. I read about it. But it was just like, dude, fuck that. It's a free country. Our position politically should not have anything to do with the movies that come out. And I would love to see a G.I. Joe movie. I think that'd be a badass, dude. Cobra Commander was like the gayest bitch ever. I would love to see who. They could get like Chris Kattan to do that.
Oh, you know, my God.
And, like, put a big like blue. Mango. Put that big like blue KKK thing that he used to have, you know, Cobra Commander. He was so gay. It was horrible.
Did you see the computer generated G.I. Joe movie? Or
no.
Was that G.I. Joe?
You mean Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. It was on Cartoon Network, and it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, and it was like a cartoon theater movie?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Uh-uh. But I heard about it, I think.
It was Valor versus Venom, right?
Sure.
Okay, yes, it was. Anyway, it was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. That movie was so funny. Because there were two female characters, one on one side and one on the other, and they were just, they only asked questions. They were like, what does this button do? Right. Should we go over there?
Well, girls
are like,
stupid.
This is great.
Oh, whoops. I better stop saying that because you might pull an episode off your show because of it.
Right.
Oh, right.
We have,
Does she know about that?
I don't think she hasn't listened to the last couple episodes. We're having, another podcast pulled off one of their episodes because I was in it because of a comment that was made on
our show.
Anyway, whatever.
We're gonna
that's
totally,
so fucked up.
We're going to bust their balls on the next episode, and I'm going to go like way off because it's going to be really fucking funny.
It's just ridiculous. It's pretty much saying, you don't have your own opinion.
Yeah,
oh my
basically.
God. That's so fucked up. Whatever.
So, yeah, if you listen to...
You guys can come on my show and say whatever you want. I don't care.
Well, the thing is that it's a podcast, and we can say whatever we want, and if somebody doesn't like it,
don't
fucking
listen
to
the
it.
Show.
And we've already said that twice before. And
exactly.
It's pretty sad that... I don't care what like you would say on your show. I would never like pull a show off of my own podcast because you were in it. That's like
exactly.
It's like childish because that's ruining. That's like ruining it for your listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's taking
exactly.
Away from your listeners. So anyway, there's a little podcast drama. So.
Oh, fun. That's good. That's why I try to stay out of that shit. I don't know.
The best part, though, is that, like, we never start the drama. People come to us and have problems with their shit, but we never, like, start anything. And I think if people thought about it more that way, I think they would shut the hell up.
Yeah. So
I agree.
It's just different things. It's so weird.
Well, there's no sense in them saying, okay, I'm going to remove this show with you on it because you said something. Like, why can't they keep the show with you on it and... comment on what you said on their own show on another episode. Why do they have to pull your shit
exactly.
out?
Like, they can talk about it on their next show and that's fine, but the whole thing is that this whole situation has even brought even more listeners to our show because they want to know what the hell we said.
Exactly.
And it wasn't everything that bad. I don't know if she hasn't listened to the next episode 101.
Yeah, I talked about AIDS and my opinion of them. I wasn't trying to generalize or be ruthless or mean. I was just saying exactly what I think, like I always do. And everybody always has a problem with that. And I used to care, like, when I was much younger because I never really had an opinion as a kid. So after a certain point, I made one. And it's like, the funny part is I have no enemies. So the ones that, like, the people that kind of don't like that, it's like, well, dude, I'm pretty sure that 500 other people don't agree with you, so there's got to be something wrong with you, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to be rude. I just, you know, I respect everybody else's opinion and what they think. I'm just stating my own on our own podcast.
And the thing is, Lala, is that no one else complained about that episode.
Yeah.
No one said anything.
Just that one person?
Just the one person.
Yep.
Ugh, whatever. That's so ridiculous.
I'm like,
too bad he wasn't from San Francisco.
I know, right? I feel sorry for that guy now. We've been ripping on him for a while. We need to
survive. Forever. It's so funny. He drives a stick shift with his ass, right? That's good. It's beautiful.
Just make, sure just make sure it's a hybrid stick shift.
Right.
So, Lala, do you miss your sister since you don't live with her anymore?
Actually, I don't know if anyone knew this or not, but we never even lived together. We were never in the same house.
Oh, my God.
I would always... Yeah. Yeah, I would go over to her house. I know. But I do miss her. Yeah, I do.
The secret lives of pink geek girls.
I know, right? Revealed today on Paul
I love
Monkeys.
That. It's like behind the video.
The pink geek
I
know. Podcast.
Behind the podcast. This behind summer. Two women, one strap on.
Like, oh, sisters.
Oh, transforming vaginas. Yeah.
Oh, God.
69, 69, 69.
That's weird. It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah, I'm
going
to
have
to take this episode off our own podcast. Oops.
Yeah, we're just going to take it off because I just offended myself.
Oh, my God. It's so true. It's so true.
And the thing is the podcast that was pulled was a video podcast, so it was actually me in the video. And
oh,
it just, you know, because one person had an opinion on my show, I guess collectively as a whole group, we thought the same thing. I don't know, which wasn't
true.
Well,
because we can't have our own opinions,
right.
So, Ricky.
Right.
We can't do that. Thinking for yourself is bad,
well,
okay?
Here's my... Gosh. It's not really a rationalization, but here's my positive thinking coming in. Put it this way. You're hot... So eventually your hotness would have like corroded the video file and it would have like went away anyway.
Yeah.
And that's how the internet works.
You're hot and I'm kind of glad they took down the video because I know someone has stole you from me.
I'm not that jealous.
You better be.
Actually, I'm not at all. But I keep an eye on Ricky.
So Lala, is your roommate, is he straight?
No.
Are you allowed to comment?
Okay, he is, but then I keep trying to make him gay, but it's not working.
Oh,
but
you
I'm
have
trying.
One of those friends, huh?
Do you just use your transforming dildo vagina? That'll work.
What you do is you start out with is a vagina, and then you transform into a dick. And then he's like,
and then
okay.
He's like, oh, what? Oh, I'm gay. Awesome.
Do you have any gay friends up there?
I did when I lived here before, and I'm trying to get a hold of everybody, but since I've only been here for 2 weeks, I haven't gotten a hold of anyone yet, which sucks. So at the moment, everyone is MIA.
So we're your only gay friends right now?
Yes, you
like,
are.
Oh my God.
So is only you two guys living in the apartment?
House, yeah.
Our house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's us and our puppy, and, no, we're, like, not romantically involved or any...
I was going to say, what roommate buys their other roommate a Nintendo DS and games?
The kind that really likes the other roommate? I don't know.
Oh, it's that.
I don't know. Like, you see, there's, like, a weird thing with me and my roommate, but the whole thing boils down to the fact that, like, we're best friends, and we've actually lived together for... This will be going on a year and a half now.
Oh, so
both
you
in
both
Texas
guys
and
moved
here.
From Texas.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's the one that's got me hooked on the motorcycle thing because he has a motorcycle.
Yeah,
so.
I heard on your last show you saw your aunt on the motorcycle.
Yeah, and I looked like a total idiot. I went from looking really cool because, like, look at me, I'm on a motorcycle, to being like, hey, oh my God, hey, we're over here, pointing and waving
motorcycle.
Like, I'm on a motorcycle, do you see me?
It's actually not your aunt, it's one of your mom's friends, right?
Yeah, but okay. We call her aunt, whatever.
So
but
how
yeah.
did you guys end up in Texas?
My whole family kind of migrated that way, and I ended up being part of that. And then, I was like the third or fourth person that moved, and then everyone else showed up after me. And, I met my roommate at our first job together.
Oh, okay. And where was that, Dairy Queen?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God, what are you trying to say? That was my first job.
No, I worked for satellite radio.
Oh, no. Oh, you work for XM Radio?
Yeah.
Dude, they merged with Sirius, right?
I think they're going through the process to have a merger, but I don't think all the paperwork has been signed yet. No. And I know that there are two very small satellite radio companies that would step in their place to become competitors in the market, but as it stands, they would be the monopoly. So,
I mean, are they going to, for everybody that has a Sirius or XM receiver, will it work? Will they have to buy brand new combination Sirius XM ones, or can they? Will it just become one company without anybody noticing?
Well, here's what I understand, and this is coming from people who still kind of work there, so please kind of bear with me. I haven't worked there for more than a year, right, but okay. From what I understand, no one will have to replace their radios. It'll be a totally seamless thing. They're going to combine different channels. Like, you know, XM has several rock channels, and so does Sirius or whatever. They would combine those channels and their names, and all they would do is send out a brand new signal to every single radio, and bam, there'd be new channels.
Good, because,
so what's the new company's name? Sirius. It's XM.
Seriously, XM. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Good, because...
like, see, seriously... OMG XM.
Roxers.
No, OMFG.
Yeah.
But seriously,
I don't know.
I mean, if honestly, and Ricky, you can't argue with this because you know it's true. If Apple was in the satellite radio company and they merged with another company, you know they would be like, well, hey, check out this new like iRadio. And now you have to buy this one because we have separate signals now, even though we're the same merged company
thing
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's going to cost you $200. But it looks really cute, and we promise it'll work, but it'll probably break down like a year after its warranty, and you know everybody will like it and just keep buying it because they're mindless losers, and that's about it.
And iRadio.
And right. Yeah. This podcast is over. Goodbye.
No, shut your face.
Yeah, for everybody that bought the iPhone...
sorry.
Suckers. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Suckers, your internet is the slowest bitch ever. I hear it's slower than a Sidekick, and we didn't pay $500 for a Sidekick, so shut the fuck up.
You know, my cousin actually works for AT&T.
Yeah.
And as you know, they're the only providers for the iPhone at the moment.
Right.
And he said that there have been so many complaints from the day of the launch that they've had to work just like an extra ton of overtime just to take all the calls. And it's all complaints. People saying, my phone is dying after 5 minutes and my shit doesn't work and my slidey button is stupid or just whatever. And I'm like, oh my God.
I heard the big issue was is because you don't activate your phone at home. I mean, at the store, you have to activate it at your home. And once you activated it through iTunes, it wasn't working because you had to have a certain account or something like that.
You had to have the iTunes thing, and then you had to get an activation email, and then you had to follow what the email said, and I think it was just way too much crap to deal with.
Right, and most people, you know what I mean? I meet the electronically illiterate people of America every day at Walmart, and that's really most of America. A lot of people don't think they know things about electronics, but they really only know what's on the surface, and it's really not that hard to know. You just have to like think like a computer, which is like... unrealistically logic.
And
you know
talk
what I mean?
Like a computer.
Right.
Or a person that doesn't have vocal cords anymore.
But it's... right. A smoker. But I just think it's like, dude, most people are not going to be able to figure it out. No matter how easy 3-step CD-ROM thing it is, it's like all somebody wants to do is buy the damn phone and turn it on and make a phone call. That's what most people want to do with their phones.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know. I mean, I hope... just like with the PS3, man, I hope that shit goes down in flames. It teaches, you know, teach them a lesson for trying to make a phone from a fucking media company.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think there was like 5 or 6 firmware updates that you had to make on your phone before it even worked or something. Anyway, it was just ridiculous. And
right.
Well, the thing is that all companies rely on those people that will go out and buy the product straight out to test it. I mean, they don't care if there's anything wrong with it or not. They want it. And that's how the companies make better
products.
That's
how they make their money. Right.
That's the only way they can do it. And it's just a market. It's part of marketing. So I learned that in my marketing
class.
Yeah,
but they could release like a beta for only a select amount of people who are employees in the phone business and do that before they did the actual iPhone.
I think they did do – I mean, they released a couple of them and tried them, but I'm pretty sure that you can't get the full effect of what's wrong with the phone until there's a mass of people using it.
That's true.
Right.
So that's
here was the one thing that I thought was really unfair. The only people who got pre-released iPhones were four different reporters who already are Apple fanboys, admittedly, and who already get free products from Apple. So Apple knew that if they handed a phone to these people, they were going to say nice things regardless of two-hour talk time or what the fuck ever was wrong.
Right, and you see, I'd respect Apple a lot more if they went for a different kind of market. And that's why Nintendo is my pick for the seventh generation of video games, because they're going for everybody, a totally different market of people who've never played video games before. You know, my mom likes the Wii, and she's never played a video game in her life. And I think if Apple went for people like me, who don't really like them, since the 80s at least, I think if they could win me over, then that would change my respect.
Well, my coworker Yvonne, who is almost, she's probably almost 50 years old, came up to me today. She goes, Ricky, I want to buy a Wii so bad, I can't find one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she even wants it, so.
You know what's funny is that, you know how we were saying the Wii and Apple kind of have a lot of things in common based on style design? The Wii is actually based off a PowerPC engine. So, kind of like an older one, but powerful enough to just run what it runs. But that's
I wonder what it would be like if Apple and Nintendo merged. Like, I wonder if it would be like the best game system ever. Like, smooth.
I don't know.
You know, like it would run, like, you know, because there's really no problems with their operating system now. So I wonder what it would be like to have a video game operating system that runs that smooth.
Well, hopefully they go with Nintendo for their pricing, market, not Apple.
I kind of feel dorky now. Kidding. I'd never talk about this stuff. So.
Hey, it's cool, man.
We conned you into a geek conversation.
I know.
And of course you were going to have me, who has a geek podcast on, and what do you think I'm going to want to talk about? Hello.
I thought we were going to talk about cock and tits.
Well, that's
Those are my favorite things, but you know, it's like cock, tits, wee.
You'd be like, Oprah, those are my favorite things.
Yeah. And I just wave my arms in the air like a crazy person. Right. Exactly.
Have you seen the Mad TV episode of them showing Oprah showing her favorite things and the audience's like heads are exploding and stuff?
Right. No. Like, hey guys, check under your seat. It's a Wolverine.
You have to watch it. It's on YouTube. Just type it in YouTube. It's pretty funny.
Oh my god, that's so great. And Herb, speaking of all the extra things that Wii is trying to do, have you seen what came out of E3 for the Wii?
I
told him a little bit about it.
I was excited for E3 just because I've never been. And you know what sucks is I used to work at GameStop, and like the month after I started working at GameStop, they released that they raised their restriction on who could attend E3, because originally it was anybody in the game industry, and now, like, right after I got a job at GameStop, it was like, bam, now only upper management can go. So I was pissed, because I was like, I've always wanted to go. And I was in Phoenix, which isn't that far from L.A., you know, respectively. And I always wanted to go, and I'm really excited. I mean, there's lots of – oh, well, I figured while we're talking about that, there's some really cool things that are coming out for E3, basically all over the board. Most likely there's going to be a new PSP design, which should be good. Hopefully the battery lasts longer. Microsoft might release a portable system. That's my prediction. I think that would be their next step. They're already on top of their game with 360, but like, you know how Microsoft is. They always got to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the reasons that you're right about Microsoft thinking at least about doing some sort of portable game system is that they were going to release the rights to have Halo on the DS, and then out of nowhere, they pulled away, and they said, no, you're not going to do it.
I don't think that would work really well. I mean, it would work as well as like Metroid Prime Hunters does, but it wouldn't look even close to what people are used to as far as Halo.
Yeah, but I really do think that you're right. That's Microsoft's next move. It has to be.
And then,
in the game industry, that's it.
And then, of course, for the future, I mean, we have like a new Sonic Rush on DS.
Right.
We have a new Knights coming out on Wii. I cannot believe they're bringing that back from Sega Saturn. We have a new Sonic and Mario Olympic game. It's like Sonic and Mario go to the Olympics.
The Olympics, right?
It's incredible that Sonic and Mario are in one game now. I can't believe it. And
I know.
There's a game called BioShock that's coming out. That's really cool.
I want to play that. Mm-hmm.
And Assassin's Creed on PS3 is going to be really cool. I mean, I'm excited to see what comes out of it. But my only system that I will have probably for this generation of video games until the other ones go down to like budget pricing will be the Wii. So
yep,
for the other
too.
Systems, it's like, I'll just play it at somebody's house.
Well, my favorite video game to play ever, and I've played it ever since the first one came out, is Tomb Raider.
Right.
And I know the new one, or the new one just came out for Xbox.
Anniversary.
But, right. But it's the same. So it's the same one as the first one, but I'm sure it looks a whole lot better.
Right.
But I love those games. That's, I just love it. And I'm still trying to beat the last one that came out. But I get so pissed off that I can't.
He gets
I'm at this one part right now that I cannot get past, and I've tried it over and over and over.
And over.
Mm-hmm. And I cannot get past it.
He gets Lara Croft thumb.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it's polygonal penis.
I think that would be
Remember that shit? How she had, like, pointy boobs?
Yeah. I think it would be awesome if they put that on the Wii, because then you could use the Wii remote to shoot everything.
Right.
So I think that would
be cool. They have it on the DS, but I heard that one's not that
good. Have you heard about the new accessory that's coming out for the Wii by the end of the year?
The pad?
There's
pad?
The pad for the Wii Fit thing, which I've seen, and then there's the Wii Zapper, which you put the nunchuck in the back and the Wiimote in the front, and you hold it, you know, like a gun. And like a gun. It'll be $20 by itself, or it might be bundled with a game like Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles.
Right. So it'll be like
a gun. And it looks really cool.
I always thought that, like, Time Crisis and House of the Dead and all that shit should be only on the Wii from now on, because the other systems just don't have, like, what it takes. You shouldn't have to buy a fucking gun con for your PS3 that costs $60 because it has motion control and no vibration. It should be, like, only on Wii. Like, stuff from now on that uses, like, IR should only be on Wii.
Hey, what video game or what company was Silent Hill 5 coming out on?
Which console?
Yeah, one was it? Do you remember? Was it Wii?
I heard that there was going to be something for Silent Hill for the Wii, but I haven't heard anything officially confirmed yet. So that's a rumor still.
I watched a trailer, but I didn't know.
And the new Manhunt is going to be on Wii, and I don't know. I'm excited. I hope they kick ass. I mean, obviously the graphics are not... Like, everybody comes into Walmart, and I'm like, look, if you're looking for graphics, the Wii is definitely not going to surprise you, but once you play it for about half an hour, you'll realize, holy crap, why am I playing with a controller anymore? Unless, you know, unless you're playing something older, like for nostalgia. But it's like, why even play like that anymore? It's so much more intuitive and creative to do it this way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've played a demo for Godfather Black Hand Edition. Oh, my God, it's so much more fun to kill someone with my hands and to sit there and be like, A button, you die, bitch, A button.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I think...
You know, so much more fun for me to just, like, rip my hand back, and I'm, like, slicing the dude's throat, and that sounds so awesomely violent. I'm just like, he's all dead, and, ooh, it's good.
Maybe it'll prevent murders now, if somebody can murder someone on TV.
I think
you
just put that in anger management. Way. Just hand people a Wiimote and a nunchuck and go, just kill the fucker. Just go. Do it.
Right. I know. I can't wait for Manhunt. You'd be able to strangle people with plastic bags with the Wiimote.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
That crap was going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. And they said it's going to be, like, the most violent title to date for the Wii or whatever. And I don't know. I'm really excited. Probably because I need anger management, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, because you're so angry.
I know. I sound angry, but, God, you should hear me in public around people. I'm just like, oh, God. Too many people gives me anxiety. I don't know.
Me too.
I can't do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, too my many God. People give me anxiety, but if I'm around too many gay people, I want to kill myself. Oh, I guess I'll have to pull my own episode again because I said something about gay people.
Damn it. I'm just never going to be in an episode of yours, am I? Keep pulling this shit. Jesus.
Did your sister know you were going to be on the show tonight?
No. She's been surprisingly absent recently.
She just turned 18, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a boyfriend?
I don't know. Because I think she would at least say something like, hey, out having copious amounts of sex, back later, or something. You know what I mean? Like, there would at least be some sort of, like, email or something, you know, where I would know, okay, I'll talk to you in a month when you've got all that crap out of your system, but nothing. So I don't know where she is or what she's up to at the moment. So I don't know. But I do know she's getting ready to go to school, so that might be part of it, too.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I went to somebody's MySpace page, and it was really loud, but I guess you didn't hear it. So.
Nope, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, MySpace, apparently I can't get into my account anymore, and that's fine, because I haven't updated it in like 8 months, because it's still the same story, except for where I'm at, and I changed that already. But I guess every time I try to log in, it just keeps going back to the login page, and it doesn't say you have the wrong email or your password is incorrect. It just keeps going to the login page like I didn't put anything in. And MySpace... For anybody that has been wondering why certain sites are so popular, even though the programming sucks. I totally am with you. Bear411 and MySpace are like horribly programmed sites. Horrible.
Yeah.
And everybody uses them, and that's what keeps them going. But if everybody like boycotted it for one day and did not sign on to MySpace or XTube. XTube is fucking slow and buggy as hell. It's the same way. So, I don't know. I wish these people would learn some HTML and really like tighten down on a few things that, like, you shouldn't have to sign into a website 50 times in one day. Every time you navigate away from it.
And that sorry and unexpected error has occurred. Crap. Just makes me want to throw my shit out the window. I'm just like,
oh my God, that happens to me all the fucking time.
400 times a fucking day.
If I wanted to play fucking Pac-Man, I would go on my Atari and play that shit. Okay?
God, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
And I understand they have like a huge bandwidth, but it's like, dude, you're... Ow, 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 ow.
Sorry.
Don't go to that MySpace page ever again, please.
Okay.
Who is it?
That's the guy I was telling you about that's really cute. That lives in Winter Haven.
Show me what it is, and then I won't go into it ever
again. I will wait until after the episode.
I don't know.
I put my stuff on Facebook also, but I'm using Facebook as a social network should actually be used, which means I'm adding people that I know, right, as opposed to just any fucker with tits that shows up. I'm like, oh, you know, whatever.
Right, like, hi, you know? My name is Slutty Brittany, and I want to fuck
you. Do you get those also?
Yeah, what does, yeah.
Do you get Candy and Heather and Feather and Rihanna?
And Belinda and, yeah, all that bullshit. I'm like, yeah.
I saw a girl her name was Butt Nugget. And she's like, hey, I'm Christy, and I really like booty. Give me a call sometime. I'm, like, shy, and I'm living in, like, the Georgia area, so give me a call.
But I really like booty, which makes me shy. Yeah, I don't get it, but whatever. But I joined Facebook, and I was pleasantly surprised at how smooth that website is. It makes MySpace look like something a monkey shit out. Like, it's ridiculous.
I'm on there.
Is it like butter?
Yeah, it's like butter.
It's like butter.
It's like butter.
And MySpace is like molasses?
Yeah.
MySpace is like my asses.
Like mitosis? It's a cellular division. Yeah, I was watching SpongeBob, and we have... Oh, by the way, I just bought the today I bought Dark Fury, which I have not seen before, but it's the if anybody's familiar with Pitch Black and that whole Riddick series, it is the second one because it goes Chronicles of Riddick, Dark Fury, which is an anime, and it's directed by the guy who originally created Aeon Flux, which if you watch the movie, and this is just for listeners too, if you like Aeon Flux the movie with Charlize Theron, watch the series. It's way crazy. It's fucking weird. The animation is incredible.
Yeah, I could never get past that whole, like, fly in your eyeball thing. Yeah. Like, that shit just bothered me. I don't know. Something about that, I was like, can't watch it. I can't watch this shit with the eyeball.
And actually, you know, it's funny because the movie really makes the series make sense. Because when you watch the series, like, back in the day, like, on, what was it, Liquid Television?
MTV.
On MTV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean... It was fun and it was interesting and I thought it was really cool and the animation is all hand done, so it's incredible like how much they draw, how much work they put into it. And it really never made sense to me though until I saw the movie, and then it was like, oh, okay, yeah, now like all these old episodes make sense. Gotcha.
See, I kept trying to watch that show, and I would watch one episode, and I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And the eyeball, and what the fuck? And I would just sit there, and I'd be like, okay, my brain is going to explode in my skull, so next.
Right.
And then I saw the movie, because I was like, okay, maybe this will help. And I watched it, and I was like, okay, it's worse. So, I don't know. Something went right past me, and I'm just like, fuck if I know. I don't know.
Yeah, I liked Pitch Black. I thought Chronicles of Riddick was like basically the new Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, hey, dude, you know, like I'm Vin Diesel and I'm going to jump into a room with 80 guys that all have like guns or something and I'm going to say one really awesome catchphrase and then bust all their asses like all at once. And
right.
It's so bad, like unrealistic, but Pitch Black was actually, I thought it was pretty cool. And I haven't watched Dark Fury yet because I just bought it, but it looks good, and to me it's like, well, if it's directed by that guy, it's got to be demented and at least somewhat cool. So, but awesome. But yeah, and then
by the way, for the people who are curious, Transformers for the Wii, the game, fucking fun.
Is it really?
Yeah, we ran out and bought that too because we're giant losers. And cool. We're like,
so do you get to like change into like, I mean, do you like your robot and then you change into the car or whatever? Is that how it works?
What it is it follows the same plot line as the game, or I mean as the movie, the game does, but in different parts you're different Transformers. Or you can choose to be on the Decepticon side and you can choose to be Megatron and whatever.
IGN is pretty hard on games and they gave it a 6.0, but I generally trust their judgment because they're as picky as I am. Because it's like, I don't know, it's like, they sound like people who've been playing games a long time, so when they see shit that you know, people sell nowadays, but it's like, dude, this could be way better, especially since it's 2007.
Yeah, but Lala from the Pink Geek Cast is so much better than that website.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Well, and what I like about you guys is that you're always like, even for
eating in front of the microphone, like you right now.
Well, you guys always
we did do that once, but not anyway.
Professional.
Well, it's like, I don't know, you guys, even for games that aren't rated well or whatever, you guys try to find what's, like, really fun out of a game. You know, if a game's fun, it's fun, and even if it does a lot of things that have been done before or whatever, as long as it's fun, then that's what matters. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I like that, because I tend to get a little hard on them sometimes, too, because it's like, because I've played so many that it's like, if I've already seen something 10 times, when I see one that tries to do it now, I'm like, I don't even have time for that. I don't want to bother with it. But I admire that, because you guys were like, I mean, you were telling us to get like Cooking Mama, and
oh god, yeah,
dude,
I love that game.
They gave it like a 5 something, and it's like, dude, I can't. I mean, it's probably not that bad, you know. Shit, I haven't played it that.
It's not. No, it's the thing is, it hooks you in with the cute little pink haired lady who's all like, "I'm Cooking Mama, and now we are going to play," and you're just like, "Oh, okay." And then you do it, and it really is fun. Like, you're really sitting there and you're moving around like a crazy person, and you're doing all these things, and it's really, really fun.
Cool.
You know, if you just want like a fluff game, a game that you're not going to become obsessed and waste hours and hours and hours World of Warcraft on, you know, like
right.
That would be what you would want to go do.
Are you giving a message to our friend Ryan?
I am sending a message across the series of tubes. World of Warcraft can blow my ass.
Dude, no kidding. I mean, like,
I refuse to even touch that shit. For $30 a month, you can fuck me, okay? Just,
We can fuck you for $30 a month?
No, for
yes,
us free,
well,
right?
You can, but you know.
We have a podcasting license.
Yeah. It's all part of the podcasting.
I liked Warcraft back in the day, like Warcraft 2, because it was just like a really cool strategy, like real-time game, but it wasn't, I don't know, I have no interest in like MMOs, because it's like, dude, most of the time I like to play video games by myself at night and kind of accomplish things and, you know, and get to like a point A and a point B. So once I'm done with it, I feel accomplished. Like, holy crap, I worked on this game for 50 hours. I feel great. I beat it. I conquered that shit. And with World of Warcraft, it's like EverQuest. It never ends and you never really get anywhere. And you meet people, but everybody just talks about the game. Nobody really talks. It's not like a lounge. You just talk about the game when you're doing raids and all that crap. And and you have to pay for it. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You should only pay once. And then
and that's to buy the game.
Right.
So I agree.
I'm totally right there
and,
with you.
You know, there are games that I like that sort of can go on forever, like Animal Crossing, which is a game I have for the DS.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's fine. It's a really fun, cute little game,
or
and
like
you can play with your friends and whatever. But it's not one of those things where everyone runs around going, "Oh my god, Animal Crossing, blah blah blah," and it's the only thing they can talk about. And there's like a million websites dedicated to it. There's just not.
Right.
Because there's no fucking need. You know, in those 600 hours you spent on World of Warcraft, do you realize what you could have done with that time and energy? Like,
yeah, no kidding.
You could have done a cool podcast.
You could have been, like, playing with your children and, like, you know, paying bills.
Going outside, yeah. There's this thing called Door to the Outside that I'm really into, and I use it to go outside and do things. Yeah.
There's this thing called my car that I use to, like, pollute the earth, but it gets me places and I do things.
There's this thing called the toilet that I actually walk to use it instead of just sitting in my pants.
Right. That was so
like
fucking,
that friggin' episode of South Park where
so
they played all the
funny. Have you seen that, babe?
What is it?
I need to show you this on YouTube. That's like the funniest fucking South Park ever. I don't really watch South Park very often. But
I don't either.
That was fucking nasty, hilarious.
Oh my god, Mom! I have to go poop.
So you guys, we're running at 50 minutes. So I wanted to give Lala a few minutes to pimp out her podcast
and
get all of her information out so people can go listen to her awesome podcast.
Do it.
Thank you. Pinkgeek.libsyn.com, pinkgeek@gmail.com if you have any questions about our show. And, of course, you can talk to me on Skype at any time, Pinkgeek on Skype.
and the E's are...
Are threes. Yeah. Is that like your favorite part? I hear you say it all the time.
I know, it's cute. The E's are threes.
The E's are threes. Okay. They are not E's, because we are too cool to use real E's. Okay. Fuck the E key. We went right to the three.
That's awesome. Hey, what's up with your phone line not working? I've called and left messages, and then...
Are you shitting? Oh, Jesus. I set it up at the beginning of us doing the show, and then fucking zero people called it, so I think I'm going to have to set up a new phone number.
Yeah, you have to do that, because I almost lost...
You want to hear your own voice on... Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
I need to pimp my shit. I need to be, like, famous and junk.
And junk. Well, that's why I listen to you guys, because you're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're opinionated in a good way. I think that's why I've sort of tuned out other podcasts, because they're just so into themselves that they can't admit that there's other opinions out there that could be right, but I know you guys don't do that. Like, so I think that's why I got, you know?
We love everyone. Even podcasts that hate us, we still support them.
Because they give us ratings.
Right.
It's like, hey man, you might be a retarded loser and not like us for no reason, and it's fucking retarded and stupid and bitch ass, but the more
we love you,
right. But the more people you talk to, the more people listen to our show, so it's okay.
Well, I keep it at the point where it's their own opinion. That's why they have their own podcast, and if someone doesn't like it, then they don't like it. Like, I would not, if someone talked bad about Foul Monkeys on another podcast, I might take it personally, but I would never like attack them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And I would just go on. It's life. That's what happens, you know?
Yep.
So
I
don't know. Podcasting is weird. Like,
it is.
Like, I love shit.
I think you have guests.
Oh, Pop Trash Radio. I love that podcast.
I do too.
They
Good
are
God.
So funny. I listened to them as I was driving through Texas while Herb was sleeping, and he woke up.
And I was like, "What the hell is this gay shit?"
I think they are so funny.
I'm just joking. No, it was really funny. I woke up to like a very queenie voice, and I was not aware that there were other people in the car with us, and there wasn't. It was just a podcast.
My roommate thought it was two girls talking.
Yeah, that's what Herb thought too.
My roommate thought it was two girls, and I was like, no, that's a guy and a girl. And he was like, where? I'm like, right there talking, you retard. What are you doing?
They're funny. Like, I mean, they're just, and they're like high up in the ratings and iTunes and everything. So,
oh God, I know. And by the way, I hope that some of your listeners come over and listen to my show, because we went from 300 people a listener, or like an episode, to 20.
Ouch. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Yeah, just gone. Fucking gone.
I think your stats are messed up.
Dude, those fucking stats, like, that shit is never right, I swear.
Well, ours varies, too. I mean, sometimes we'll have an episode that only gets, like, 180 downloads, and then, like, the last couple episodes we've done, we've had over 400.
What? So, you're like, where the fuck did they come from?
Yeah.
So, you know what's really funny? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, I mean, I think the downloads are weird. I don't think it's caught correctly, you know, I think it's skipped.
I don't think it is either.
But,
I don't think
I mean,
there's too many podcast aggregators for them to probably even like track. This is how many are watching you or whatever.
Right. Just as long as one person's listening to me, I don't care.
Exactly. I'm like, one person, hallelujah. You listen to me all day long.
So you know what's really funny is that the Transformers game on PS2 that was released in 2004 has nothing to do with the movie. Actually got a higher score than all of the other Transformers movie-based games combined.
Really?
On IGN. So I think anybody who likes Transformers should definitely check out the one on PS2. It's just called Transformers, but the front of it is like black and white and has Optimus Prime pointing a gun. It doesn't have like the two faces facing each other. Like the new ones do. So
is it can you tell if it's like a licensed game or is it just it would have to be, right?
Well, yeah, all the stuff is really in there, and it's made by Atari. It's $30. It came out in May of 2004, and it got a 7.5 out of 10.
Right on. I haven't had a chance to even see if the Transformer game for the DS was any good. And there's two versions of the one for the DS, but there's only
cool
one
idea
for the Wii.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea how it's like one is Decepticons and one is Autobots.
One's Autobots, yeah. Cool. But the one for the Wii is pretty badass. And actually, it is kind of hard. Right, like, on. They did make it kind of difficult to go from, like, chapter 1 to chapter 2 or whatever.
Cool.
I've been hearing my roommate cussing out my Wii for days now. He's in there going, motherfucker, go, Optimus, go. And I'm like, okay.
Whoa.
Have you added us to your... Oh, you're not online on your Wii yet, are you?
No, Jesus. Oh, God. My fucking router crashed out on me, like, forever ago. And then I had a whole lot of drama happen. And then I got fired from my job. And it was actually, like, a week and a half before I was actually going to quit. And so I'd even turned in my 2-week notice and they fired me after that. I was like, what the fuck ever. And and then I moved. So
dude, money's been kind of crazy. They just made, it just came out on July 6th, a Biker Mice from Mars game for PlayStation 2. That's like 14 years late. What the fuck is this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you won't. It's like, it was one of those, here's how they describe it. On IGN. For those of you too young to remember or had a better childhood than me, Biker Mice from Mars was a cartoon from the early 90s that was one of the many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cash-ins, like Street Sharks, like Wildcats, like, you know, all that crap. But I can't believe they
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah. It got a 3.0. So that's not good. Sorry. I'm just looking. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like the nerdiest fucking podcast I have ever been on or listened to in my life.
You won't be saying that later in bed.
Oh.
Woo!
You replace...
Well,
you
then,
replace,
like, next time, Ricky, we'll talk about, like, fashion.
You'll replace the
fashion and, like...
Shoes. I really love shoes, okay?
And, like, gays and junk.
You'll replace nerdiest and podcast with biggest and penis.
Oh, okay.
In that sentence that you said.
Okay, well, I think it's about wrapping up. I want to remind everyone, or actually I want to thank Lala for being on the show.
Thank
and
you.
For being, you know, waiting for us 45 minutes late.
Well, it's for you guys. Anything for you.
Oh, I'd do anything for you.
Oh. Being serenaded now, that's awesome.
I know. By a gay guy.
Woo!
So I'll remind everyone to go to the Foul Monkeys website at foulmonkeys@gmail.
Oh my God. Go to foulmonkeys.com, download our motherfucking show, and email us at foulmonkeys.gmail.
I want to say it on this episode. Remember the idea I was telling you at the restaurant?
Yes.
Or driving home? I want to say it right now. The first 5 people that go to iTunes and leave us a review, you will receive a bumper sticker in the mail from us.
I'm
and
going
big,
right now.
And they're shiny, and they're sexy, and they stick
and
to anything, even hair.
If you do it, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com to let us know that you've went there. Send us your
address.
Yes, your snail mail address is what I was trying to say. That's so uncool.
Just say email.
No, send us your... We need their address, their home address.
We'll just say...
And then we'll send you the bumper stickers.
Mail. I don't know.
So, yeah, the first 5 people to go to the iTunes or go to iTunes and leave us an awesome review, then you will receive a bumper sticker free from me.
And woo! Remember, please put your name in the iTunes review so we know who you are. Don't put anonymous, like, listener from Ohio, whatever, because everybody always does that. Well, no, but I mean, the people who even give us good reviews, they, like, don't put their name. It's like, just put your name, please, or else we won't know.
Hey, Lala, do you want us to send you the MP3 for this show so you can put it on yours?
Oh, you bet. I would love that.
Okay. I'll send you the MP3 after I'm done, and then you can post it on your show if you want to also.
For shizzle.
It could be like a Crossroads podcast.
Big crossover podcast.
Also,
superstars.
I wanted to say a few things. Anybody that likes really good deals and really cool electronic stuff and a really short time frame to work with, check out woot.com. It's woot.com. I just got a 4 gig MP3 player that's video, photo, radio, and voice recorder for $60. It's
nice.
Brand new. They're not used stuff. But the thing is, it's one day, one deal. So every single day, they have one deal. And if you have to take advantage of that within the 24 hours, and they have like a podcast they do every day regarding the item and info about it, and they list everything it does and the price and all that, but it's only each day is one item. So it changes all the time. But it's a really cool place to try. I have a friend named Josh who turned me on to it. I thought it was really cool. And Yeah.
Check this out. I just went to Woot.com, and today is their 3-year anniversary, or their birthday.
Yeah, the
and
bag,
they just
right?
had a bag of stuff for $1.
Yeah, so if you buy, you know, if you pay $5, each bag can come with up to 3 things inside of it. Just 3 random electronical technological stuff. And I mean, they really have cool shit on there. They have these 2-way radios that were wristwatches. So you have walkie-talkie radio wristwatches that go up to like 2 miles away. And they'll have like 500 gigabyte hard drives on there. They'll have like wireless mice. They'll have monitors. And it's all like really good deals. And yeah, it's good stuff.
That's very awesome. Cool.
And we should awesome. Totally contact them and be like, hey, we repped your shit. You should be like,
yeah, you should totally give us yeah. something. All right.
Or maybe they could like put your bumper at the end of every podcast they do every day.
Val awesome. Monkeys representing the gay geeks.
Hey, have you been to our blog yet?
Which blog? Just valmonkeys.com or what? Oh my god, wow, what did I do?
She hasn't heard the episode. I mean, she hasn't heard that episode.
Okay,
yet.
Well, go to our website because it's brand new.
It's brand new. Have you seen it?
And on the top right hand corner, there's a thing that says the Foul Monkeys blog. For anybody that has not known this yet, we will put pictures, we will put videos, we will write things about anything we talk about in our show. So there's pictures of me, of Dustin, our army
friend,
our army Iraqi friend guy who's going out to Iraq, that we had on the last 2 episodes, and there's pictures of Kyle who came to visit us.
Hey Lala, go there right now, and I want to know the first word that comes out of your mouth.
Holy shit. It looks good, you guys. That's awesome.
You like it?
Yeah, that's very good.
Oh, you know what? We don't have her. All right, we're going to have to get you a little banner on the side, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
We're going to have to get Kyle to make you one.
Aw.
So
well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to the show. You've downloaded episode 105.
And we love you, and we hate you, and we want your babies. And I was gonna start singing George Michael, but I can't remember.
Make sure you go to the Pink Geek podcast. If you can't remember the whole address, just go into Google, type in Pink Geek, E's or threes,
yeah.
And then that's the first thing that pops up.
And remember, Foul Monkeys is good to download. Not everybody does it, but everybody should.
All right, everybody, you have a good night.
Night, everyone.
Bye.
Keep it foul.